present Arthur Lowe, John LeMessurier, and Clive Dunn in Dad's Army. The Royal Train, featuring John Lorry, Arnold Ridley, and Ian Lavender, with this week's guests, Bill Pertwee, Frank Williams, Larry Martin, and Stuart Sherwin. Here is the news, and this is John Snagg reading it. In the middle of 1942, as the days lengthen into double British summer time, the Nazi forces step up their offensive. German U-boats pound the convoy routes in the North Atlantic. Rommel is once more at the gates of Egypt, and on the Russian front, Hitler initiates a twin attack on the Caucasus and the Volga. 2,000 miles from the freezing waters of the Volga, in the waiting room at Walmington-on-Sea's railway station, the local Home Guard platoon are assembled.
Here we are, Mr. Wilson. One Tommy gun oiled and in first-class working order.
Thank you, Jersey. Looks absolutely delightful. Put it on the table, would you?
Here we are.
Hey, Sergeant Wilson. Mm-hmm. Will I make a brew of tea while I'm waiting for a cup of manly?
That's a good idea, Fraser.
Right, sir. You got the tea, Walker?
Yeah, here it is.
And here's the kettle.
Good. I'm sure the station master will no mind us just using his gas ring.
You got any idea what this parade's for, Mr. Wilson?
Not the foggies, don't you know? We were just told a parade here at the station. Captain Mannering will then open the sealed orders and... We all have to be very smart.
Well, in that case, Mr. Wilson, you better do up your collar and cuffs.
What? Oh, thank you, Jersey, thank you. Sure.
Morning, everyone.
Oh, good morning, sir. Good morning, sir.
Sorry I'm a bit late. Had to pop into the chemist for Mrs. Mannering. They kept me waiting.
Oh, dear, dear, dear. Nothing serious, I hope?
No, not really. She doesn't sleep, that's all. It's the air raids.
Ah. Well, we haven't had any lately.
I know. She imagines them just the same. Pretty highly strung woman, you know.
Yes, yes, yes. So you say, sir.
Oh, slightest noise, she'll toss and turn till sunrise. Last night, the lid blew off the dustbin. Before you could say Jack Robinson, she was under my bunk with a gas mask on.
Oh, gracious.
Yes, took me 20 minutes to persuade her to come out. When she did, her nightgown was covered in fluff. Started to brush it off, and oh, dear. Terrible to do.
Well, couldn't you get her some sleeping tablets or something, sir?
Well, that's why I went to the chemist. Get this bottle of pills.
Ah.
We didn't have none of them modern medifications when we was in the Sudan, you know. We only had Cascara and bicarbonate of soda.
Well, I don't think they'd be very much help to Mrs. Mannering, you know.
You're right there, Mr. Wilson. Neither of them was much good for making you sleep. It was good for making you run and belch, though. A lot of running and belching when we...
Oh, yes, I'm sure you did. Yes, yes, I don't mind that. Anyway, let's hope these pills will do the trick for Mrs. Mannering.
Excuse me, Mr. Mannering, but do we know what we're parading for yet?
No, Pike. Not until I open these sealed orders in my pocket.
In that case, just to be on the safe side, I'll take the Tommy gun, because I haven't had it for 3 weeks and 2 days, and it's my turn again today. If you can just let me get off the table, please. Excuse me, Mr. Mannering, please.
Don't push me like you're doing. Now look what you've done, you stupid boy.
Sorry, Mr. Mannering.
You've broken my bottle of pills.
Don't worry, Mr. Mannering, I'll pick them all up.
Be careful. 13 shillings worth there.
They're all broken glass mixed up with the pills, Mr. Mannering. Mrs. Mannering mustn't have broken glass. It can mean instant death.
Yes, well, I mean... Just dust them over. You've got an envelope or something, Wilson, I can put them in.
I have a little bottle you can have, sir.
Have you got one?
Here you are, sir.
Oh, thank you. Here, just a minute. This has already got some pills in.
Oh, you could take those out there. They're already circulating.
Oh, very well.
Well, they won't do Mrs. Mannering any harm, sir. Might even sweeten her nature.
Thank you, Wilson.
I started to use them when sugar was on ration. I thought they might help me slim. One tab is supposed to be the equivalent of one lump of sugar.
Yes. So it says on the label. I think I'd rather go without myself than have saccharin. Anyway, thank you, Godfrey. This bottle will be perfect for Mrs. Mannering's pills.
Tea's brewed, Captain Mannering.
Well done, Fraser. We have a few minutes before the time appointed for me to open the sealed orders, so we'll have a tea break.
Captain Mannering?
Yes, Jim?
I've been worrying my brain box about why we've been sent to this station, and I think I've hit on it.
Have you?
Yes. I look at it this way, sir. Where there's stations, there must be trains. Don't you agree, Mr. Wilson?
Well, that seems eminently logical to me.
Is this leading us anywhere, Joan?
Well, sir, in the last war, when they decided they'd gone on long enough, the German generals all come along in a train and surrendered. And they've ended a lot of wars like that, you know, so ever since they've had trains, I think the generals like the conveniences of them.
Really?
In view of this, sir, do you think Hitler might be coming to surrender?
I don't think it's very likely, Joan.
Captain Mannering, when you read the sealed orders, will you have to eat them?
What on earth for?
So that they don't fall into the hands of spies or quislings.
I should like to volunteer to eat your sealed order, sir. I consider it a great honour, sir.
Oh, be quiet, Joan. Now, in about 30 seconds, it will be time to open them.
Captain Mannering.
Yes, Godfrey.
What time do you think we might be free?
Why do you ask?
It's just that evening lay is on the wireless at 8 o'clock. I saw her in Bittersweet, you know. I was most taken with her.
I'm sorry, Godfrey. We're on active service. I can't release you just because Evelyn Leigh happens to be on the wireless.
Jesse Matthews is on it as well.
All right, that'll do, Godfrey. All right, now stand by, everybody. I'm going to open the sealed orders.
Hey, attention now. The officer's about to open the sealed orders. Absolute silence while the officer opens the orders. I've got absolute silence now, sir.
Thank you, Jones. Right, here goes. Let's break the seal. Now, let's see. Good gracious.
What is it? What is it, Mr. Manning? Tell us what it is. I can't stand the suspension.
This really is the most exciting news. Now, listen carefully.
Listen carefully, everyone. The officer's about to divest himself of the secret order. Very exciting. Listen carefully.
Gather closer, men.
I see.
Not that close. Now, I don't want to talk too loudly. The secret must not be known by anybody outside this room.
No, outside the room.
20 minutes from now, a train will pass through the station.
There you are. There you are. What did I say? I knew it had to do with trains.
It will contain the person of His Majesty King George the Sixth.
King George the Sixth. God bless him. What's he coming here for? The Rotary Club dance isn't until Saturday.
He's simply passing through on the royal train. Camouflaged, of course.
If he's camouflaged, Mr. Manu, now we will know it's him.
Not the King Pike's train. Right. Now listen very carefully. We have a dual function. One, to see that no unauthorized person goes near the train.
Already?
Two, to provide a guard of honor and to give the royal salute on the platform as the train steams past. Now, this is a great honor and absolutely secret.
Yes, please. Secret.
Not a living soul must get the slightest inkling of what's happening.
It's hey, Napoleon, has he been through yet?
Has who been through, Hodges?
The King, of course.
How did you know about that?
This is not an ice cream cornet I've got on my head, you know. It's the Chief Warden's helmet. I'm very important. I'll be back in a couple of minutes.
How on earth did he find out, Wilson?
Perhaps he was told in case there was an air raid, sir.
Shall I fall the men in on the platform, sir, so we can have a quick practice for the guard of honour?
Good idea, Jones. Yeah, no. Wait a minute. That might give the game away to anyone passing by.
Hey, we could do it down here, sir, if we squeezed up a bit.
Yes. Yes, we could, Fraser. Right. Now fall in as quickly and as quietly as you can.
Right.
Now, I shall give the word of command in a very low voice. Nobody must suspect that the King is on the train. Squatch.
Oh, dear, dear. I'll never get back in time.
Hold on, Mr. Mannering, hold on. It's the station master.
Ah, morning, Mr. Jenkins.
Oh, good morning, Mr. Mannering. Oh, dear, it's been one of those days, hasn't it? Oh.
Has it?
Well, you know, what with the King coming and me ticket collector down with the mumps and... Oh, now I've gone and come out without me boulder. Oh, I've got to go all the way home now to go and get it. I'll never come back.
Of course, being the station master, he would have to be informed. Right. Squad,
Sloop. Arms.
One, two, three.
Present. Arms.
One.
Excuse me, Mr. Mannering.
Yeah.
Look, I've been thinking. I mean, some of them trains go through here at 60 miles an hour. I mean, by the time you said present arms and we've done it, the King will be halfway to Eastgate.
That's right, sir. You're quite right, sir. We ought to do it more swiftly. Imagine, if you will, us all waiting here on our tent hooks, when suddenly you spy the train. Chuff, 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 chuff. Ooh, ooh, ooh. And then you give the command. 1, 2, 3, there goes the King. 1, 2, 3, whoops, whoops. Of course, something like that, so of course you wouldn't have to drop your rifle, would you?
Well, Walker and Jones may have a point there, sir. Perhaps we ought to do it quicker.
Aye, but supposing the train comes in and a crawl, we could be stood on the platform till old bones set. And, you know, sir, some of these old ones aren't really uptake, you know, sir. No.
Well, perhaps the solution is to have two versions. The slow present arms and the quick present arms. Let's try it, shall we? Quick, present arms.
One, two, three.
Oh, no. Two at all. No precision. Slope arms again. Slope!
Oh, dear, have we missed the King?
What are you doing here, Vicar?
Well, we've come to see the King.
And who, might I ask, is we?
Well, this is Alderman Bickerstaff. He represents the body temporal, as I represent the body spiritual.
Oh, we can't have all these bodies littering the platform. Well, I represent the ARP. I'm sorry, but we can't have crowds of people gawping at the King.
And why not, pray? He's just as much my King as yours, Captain Mannering.
Great Scott, he's here. Quick, men, outside.
Line along the platform. King's here! No panic!
All right, quick, get into line. Dress by the right.
Into line, like the officer says. Dress by the right for the King.
Oh, isn't this exciting?
All civilians to the rear, Vicar.
That's right, all civilians to the rear.
Here, don't you shove me, mates.
They're awfully rough, Mr. Hodges, aren't they?
Squad! Hand! Stop! Ow!
Up, two, three. Across, two, three. Down, two, three.
Here he comes, man. Chins in, chests out.
He's coming rather slowly, sir.
We'll do the slow present then, Wilson. Pass it on.
All right, sir. Jones, we'll do the slow present, aren't we? Pass it on, will you?
Walker, we'll pass on the slow present, and then we'll present the slow pass.
It's slowing up, Mr. Mannering.
Slow present. Up!
One, two, three. Mr. Mannering, I think he's going to stop.
Mr. Mannering, it's a non-corridor train. Here, perhaps the King wants to get out and have
That'll do, Walker. It's definitely stopping. Wilson, have you got the red carpet?
Red carpet? I haven't got any red carpet. I mean, no one said anything to me about a red carpet. I mean, why should I have any red carpet?
Don't argue. Go and get one.
Now, where on earth are we going to find any red carpet today?
It doesn't look much like a royal train, does it?
Perhaps that's the camouflage.
Right, come on, Bob.
Hey, look, the driver and his mate are getting out. They don't look very pleased.
Perhaps they've had a royal reprimand.
Quiet, Joan. I say, excuse me, driver.
Sorry, mate, can't stop. We've got an urgent phone call to make. War or no war, it's a damn disgrace.
I'd complain to steam maintenance if I were you.
That's just what I'm going to do. Here, look, Bob, see if you can squeeze another cuppa up that pot while I get through to maintenance.
Rightio.
Hello? Put me through to steam maintenance. Snettlefold Station.
Those greedy gannets have had all the sugar. Hold on, there's a bottle of Secca in here. Ever tried it?
Oh, no. It's better than nothing, I expect.
How many lumps?
Four. Yeah, I've got a sweet tooth.
Same as me. One tablet for each lump. There we are.
Hello? Snettlefold Station? It's only a Burstall. I've got a complaint to make. I've got a ropey old steam brake wheel here. Hey? What's wrong with it? I'll tell you what's wrong with it. You know the boss and the wheel should be square. Well, I've got one that's round.
Captain Mannering, how much longer do you want us to stay presenting our arms? Because mine are getting a bit tired.
Oh, stop complaining, Jones.
Yeah, Mr. Mannering, this is a bit odd, isn't it? I mean, the King wouldn't travel in a train like this. It's too scruffy. Look at it.
That may be all part of some master plan to which we are not privy.
Oh, Captain Mannering.
No, Godfrey, stay where you are. I wonder if there's an equerry anywhere.
Well, if there was, I think Godfrey would have found it by now.
Captain Mannering, I found a piece of carpet.
Well done, Wilson.
It's not terribly good, I'm afraid.
Coconut matting? That's hardly appropriate, Wilson.
That's the best I could do at such short notice.
What's going on, Captain Mannering?
Ah, Station Master. I was just looking for His Majesty.
Well, you won't find him on there. That's the Snettlefold stopping train.
Of course it is. The King won't be on that.
Anyway, you left it here. It's blocking the line.
Well, the train driver, of course. He's gone into the waiting room.
Oh, I'll bet it's that Henry Burstall. Henry, you're stopping the King.
Shh, that's supposed to be a secret.
Oh. Henry, get this lot shifted. Henry? Did you hear what I said? Oh, wake up, Henry, and give over snoring when I'm talking to you.
They must be both dead drunk.
Well, I think, Mr. Mannering, they must have mistaken your wife's pills for saccharine.
Saccharine? They're out cold.
How's the King going to get through with that train stuck there, old dear?
Can't we push it out the way?
Yeah, us and two elephants.
Mr. Mannering, I can drive it.
Oh, I'll have to get on the phone and get another driver from Snettlefold. Oh, dear.
Oh, this will take ages.
Hello?
What's the King going to do? Be stuck here for at least half an hour.
Mr. Mannering, I can drive it.
What's that bike?
I can drive the train. I learned how to at the schoolboys' exhibition. There's nothing to it.
Well, do you think the station master will let us?
I won't even bother to ask him. Come on, outside, all
right.
Of you.
Right. Come on, lads. Quietly now.
Hello. Is that Snettlefold Station? Warmington here. Oh, we've got a right to do here. Here, look, can you send me a driver?
Here, do you know what's happening?
No, just a minute, Mr. Hodges. I'm on to Snettlefold about a driver. Hello?
Look, you won't have a train for him to drive, mate. Mannering's lot are going to shift it. Well, there's no need for everyone to cram onto the footplate.
Oh, I wouldn't have missed this for a whole pound. And you'll need me to switch the points at the siding.
I've got the first aid kit.
Oh, very well. Now, Pike, are you sure you know what you're doing?
Oh, yes, sir. It's child's play.
Very well. Off you go, then.
Aye, aye, sir. Full steam ahead. Full off!
Somehow I feel this is not an awfully good idea.
No stopping a wet blanket, Wilson. Hmm? Put some coal on.
But where are the tongs?
The tongs? Get a shovel.
The station master's waving us goodbye.
Here, you lunatics! Where do you think you're going with that train?
There you are, you see, I told you.
They've no business to do that. Come back, stop!
Excuse me, but do you think they'll need this wheel thing?
Wheel thing? That's the steam brake wheel. It should be on the brake.
Where did you get that from, Vicar?
It was just lying on the table in the waiting room. Why, is it important?
Important? I'll say it is. Without that, they can't stop the train.
Can't stop the train?
No.
Blimey, come on then, Vicar. Let's get after them. Come
oh,
on.
Very well, Mr. Hodges.
Oh, I'm enjoying this. I'm enjoying this, Mr. Mannering. I'm really enjoying this episode.
You know, Wilson, ever since I was a little lad, I've always wanted to drive a train.
Have you really, sir?
Give us a bit more speed, Pike.
Yes, Mr. Mannering. Here we go.
Hey! Here comes the man on him. Look! Look, the vicar and the warden are chasing down the line after us like souls possessed.
I think they're disappointed because they didn't get a ride.
I think they'll be far enough, Mr. Mannering. If you slow down now, I'll jump off here and change the points.
Right, Pike. Slow down.
Yes, Mr. Mannering. Oh, that's funny.
What is?
Well, on this knob here, there should be a little wheel, only there isn't.
I shouldn't worry about the small technical details, Pike. Just stop the train.
I can't. The little wheel that's missing is the one that works the brake.
What? Stupid boy, I thought you said you knew how to drive the thing.
Well, I do, but I can't stop it without a brake, can I?
Don't take that tone of voice to me. Just a minute. What does this lever do?
Don't pull that. It makes you go faster.
Well, how can we stop it, Frank?
We can't.
We can't stop the train. Don't panic. We can't stop the train.
Surely if we just turn the power off, we'll slowly come to a stop.
That's right, Wilson. Good thinking. I'll turn the power off. Here.
That's turned it on, Mr. Mannering. We're going faster now.
Well, the train's going to freewheel anyway, because it's downhill from here all the way to Snettlefold.
Look, sir. The vicar and the warden are still following us.
Come on, vicar, keep up.
Well, I'm doing the best I can, Mr. Hodges, but I keep tripping on the sleepers.
Oh, well, pick your skirts up, then.
It's not a skirt, Mr. Hodges. It's a cassock.
Well, same thing. Look, we've got to catch them up. I tell you what, imagine someone's just run off with a Sunday collection and you're chasing after them.
With the congregations I've been getting lately, it wouldn't be worth the bother.
Look, we've got to catch them. They can't stop the train without this wheel. You better say a prayer for them or something.
One can't just do these sort of things to order, Mr. Hodges.
Hey, come back! We've got your wheel! We've got your wheel!
Come on, I think the warden's trying to tell us something.
Pay no attention, they're only jealous. Now look, if there's a train standing at Snettlefold Station and we smash into it, be hundreds killed and injured. We've got to stop this train.
Perhaps the vicar could help us.
I don't quite see how, Jones.
Well, perhaps he could interpolate with a higher authority.
I don't think the vicar has any influence with the Southern Railway.
That's a bit higher than that, sir.
Here, how about if we fasten one end of a rope to the train and lasso a telegraph pole? I mean, that might stop it.
I hardly think that's practical, Walker. You don't have any rope for a start.
Well, when we was in the Sudan, them whirling dervishes had a wrinkle they used to employ when they wanted to stop a train.
What was that, Mr. Jones?
They used to put dynamite under the railway lines. That always stopped them.
Yes, thank you, Jones.
Very effective, that was, sir.
Excuse me, sir.
Yes?
I've been thinking, this great big lever here must do something.
It does, Uncle Arthur. It makes it change gear to go faster or go backwards.
Well, if we put it in reverse, wouldn't that stop the train?
Yeah, it might do.
Either that or blow it up.
If there's the slightest chance of us running into the train at Snettlefold, anything's worth a try. Do you know what to do, Pike?
I think so, Mr. Mannering.
Right, go ahead.
Yes, Mr. Mannering. Here goes, then. Stand by. I'm going to pull it now.
Oh, what's happening? Everything's shuddering and shaking. The old wall's turning upside down. I'm going.
Steady, Jones, steady. You nearly fell out of the cab there.
Oh, dear.
All right, I've got you.
Oh, you saved my life, Mr. Manning. You saved my life. Where would I be without you, sir? I could let you have some nice chipolatas for that, sir.
Never mind that now.
Blimey, I thought we'd all had it then.
We're stopping, Mr. Manning. We're stopping.
Well done, Pike.
Hey, Vicar, the train stopped.
Oh, thank goodness.
I wonder how they managed that.
Well, God moves in a mysterious way.
Yeah, very mysterious if you ask me. It's coming backwards now.
What?
The train's coming backwards.
Are you sure?
What do you think that is, a Scotch mist?
Oh, dear, that means they're heading straight back to Warmington Station.
Yeah, straight towards us. Oh, don't just stand there gawping. Give me the wheel. I'll chuck into them as they come past.
We're going backwards, Mr. Mann. We're going back.
I'm well aware of that, Jones. Not a very clever suggestion of yours, was it, Wilson, pulling that lever?
I didn't try to be helpful, sir. Perhaps we should try some of these other levers.
Good grief, don't touch anything else. Have us taking off next.
You can't marry.
Yes, Fraser.
The vicar and the warden are still waving. I'm sure they've got something to tell us, sir.
I've told you, Fraser. Ignore them.
Right, vicar. Here they come. I'm going to chuck the wheel into the cab as they go past.
Right you are, Mr. Hodges.
Here they are. Mannering! Mannering! Here's your wheel! Catch!
Oh!
I think Jones caught it, Mr. Hodges.
I've just been struck by something, Mr. Mannering.
What? Good Lord. It's the wheel. Where did that come from?
Our prayers have been answered, Mr. Mannering. It's manna from heaven.
Well, not quite so high as that, son. It was the vicar.
Quick. Here's the brake wheel. Get it on.
Right you are, Mr. Mannering.
There we are. Hey, we're getting off in here. The station, Captain Mannering.
All right, please.
We're slowing down, Mr. Mannering.
Well done, Pike.
I can see the station master. He's changing the points. That means he's going to send us into a siding.
Well, that's a relief. We'll just get through before the royal train arrives. Just a minute. What was that?
Good sakes, that'll be the king's train, and we're still on the main line.
The king's coming, and we're still on the main line. Don't panic! Don't panic! Don't panic!
Quick, Pike, more speed. We've got to get into those sidings.
More speed it is, Captain Mannering.
Come on, let's get more coal on.
Right, sir.
It's getting nearer, sir.
Give it all you've got, Pike.
Right, Mr. Mannering.
Keep stoking, Wilson.
I'm doing my best, sir, but this coal is so awfully dirty.
Just keep stoking. Pike, give her everything she's got.
She's going flat out, Mr. Mannering. The pressure's right up. She won't take much more. The boiler's nearly burst in.
Captain Mannering, I was wondering if
Don't be ridiculous, Godfrey. Can't you see we're under pressure?
I have a similar problem myself.
We're going to make it, sir. We're going to make it. We're just going into the sidings now.
Well done, man.
The king's train's coming up, sir. Do you think it might be suitable for us to give him a salute as we go past?
Well, I suppose a cheer wouldn't do any harm.
Get ready to cheer the king, then. Get ready to cheer the king. We're just going to pass him now.
Right, man. Three cheers for his majesty.
Pip, pip. Oh!
Hold on, that's a goods train. The king wouldn't be on that.
Walker, I've told you the train would be camouflaged.
Oh, yeah? Where's the king sitting in? Among them boxes of fish.
I'm wondering, do you not think we should slow down a wee bit or else we're going to bump into those buffers?
What? Oh, yes, right, Pike. Slow down.
Aye, aye, Captain Mannering.
Right, steady as she goes.
Steady as she goes, Mr. Mannering.
Blimey, you're not jocking the Queen Mary, you know.
That'll do, Walker. Right, ease her into the sidings, Pike.
Right, Mr. Mannering.
Apply more brake.
More brake it is, Mr. Mannering.
Easy now.
Easy it is.
Stand by to let go, anchor.
Stand by to let... Walker. Full brake, Pike.
Full brake it is, Mr. Mannering.
Well done. Made it.
Look out, sir. Here's the station master.
Ah, Mr. Jenkins.
Now, look here, Mannering. What the dickens...
Oh, it's quite all right, Mr. Jenkins. We want no thanks. Were you doing our duty?
Oh, were you?
His Majesty's train was able to go through unimpeded.
What are you talking about? That wasn't the King's train.
It wasn't?
No, that was the fish train from Seathorpe. Oh. The king changed his mind and decided to go by air.
By air?
Well, that's what I said. Only I gather he's having a bit of trouble with the plane, oh dear. His pilot's been taken ill and they've had to land at Eastgate Aerodrome.
Oh. Captain Mannering?
Yes, Pike?
If his pilot's been taken ill, if there's no one else... Well, I was wondering, possibly...
Certainly not, Pike.
If I had a go at the schoolboys' exhibition, it's ever so easy. I'm sure I could. If you'd just let me have a go.
Please. That episode of Dad's Army, based on the original television series by Jimmy Perry and David Croft, you heard Arthur Lowe as Captain Mannering, John LeMessurier as Sergeant Wilson, Clive Dunn, Corporal Jones, John Lorry, Private Fraser, Arnold Ridley, Private Godfrey, Ian Lavender, Private Pike, Bill Pertwee, Chief Warden Hodges, Frank Williams, the Vicar, Larry Martin, Private Walker, Stuart Sherwin, the Station Master, Fraser Carr, the Train Driver, and Michael Middleton as the Driver's Mate. The Royal Train was adapted for radio by Michael Knowles and Harold Snowd and produced by John Dyas.